Welcome to Lawful Insight, your go-to source for divorce and custody matter questions. My name is Trisha Morales Padilla, and I'm an attorney here in San Antonio. I'm going to be giving you bite-sized pieces of information to hopefully help make the road a little less bumpy. If you're listening to this and you have questions, give us a call at 210-410-8013 or check us out at MoralesPadillaLaw.com. Now, today I want to talk to you a little bit about child support. Child support is always a topic of discussion when you're going through divorce or custody matters. So I want to talk about a few things. As far as child support goes, the law is pretty clear in Texas that it's going to depend on how many children you have that are involved in the lawsuit or in the custody or divorce matter that you're going through, as well as how many other children that you may have that you're court ordered to pay child support on that maybe are not involved in this one. So based on that, there's a percentage that you will have to pay from your income. The question is going to be, and where it gets a little bit sticky, is how much do you make and what is considered your net resources? Now, a lot of people think that net resources is the amount of money that you actually bring home out of your paycheck, but that's not necessarily true. Where it gets real sticky is if you're self-employed, figuring out what you make. Additionally, even if you're not self-employed, you're going to take your gross income and you're only going to get a few deductions. So if you pay healthcare or dental for the children, if you pay union dues, federal income taxes, Social Security, and Medicare are generally, there's a few other deductions that aren't very common. And so if you have any of those, then those can also be taken out as well. But that's going to answer the question as far as what do you make. Now, one thing to remember too is your obligation to pay child support pretty much starts from either the moment you move out of the same residence, or that might be also when you're considered separated. So just know that if you've been separated and not living together with your spouse who has the children for about a year or vice versa, you may have a claim for retroactive support going back to the date when you separated or stopped living together if no money has been exchanged for the children. Now, one thing, if you're already paying child support on a modification, just know that a modification isn't retroactive. So if you are making less or more and your child support needs to be refigured, and let's say you've taken a pay cut at your job, if you wait a year to refigure your child support and in that year you're getting behind, you're going in the negative with the attorney general as far as what you owe, you can't go back and say, well, I lost my job or I took a pay cut a year ago, I need to go back to when that happened. It doesn't work that way. Most of the time, the modification will go into effect as soon as the order is signed. So just keep that in mind and consult with an attorney as soon as your income changes, because that's when you're going to need to jump on it and file a modification with the court. Now, additionally, a lot of times your income and the child support won't change if it's within $100 or 10% of the difference. So just keep those things in mind. One thing I always say is when figuring child support or anything, for that matter, with divorce and custody, as long as you and your spouse or the mother or father of your children agree, you can do whatever you want. So if you guys agree to a set child support amount that's maybe below guideline, which is what it's called, guideline child support, then you can do that. But if you stop agreeing, then that's when the order will come into play and the figures as far as your child support goes. But if you have any questions, consult with an attorney. Give us a call, 210-410-8013, or check us out at MoralesPadillaLaw.com. And don't forget to hit subscribe so you can hear all the latest episodes. Thanks.